Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Hi everyone, welcome to Quantum Awakening Wave. I am so happy to meet with you today, and my dog is also joining. Come, Joey. You don't want to come with me to start with. Should we start the transmission, Joey? Yes. I hope that you all had a wonderful week since the last time we met last week, talking about the templates of us versus them, or separation template. If you are watching live, I would love to hear from you. Just say hi in the comments. And if you are catching this episode on the replay on my YouTube channel or on my podcast, please also share your comments. Remember to follow me, to like and to share the episodes that you enjoy with your friends. So I am here to help you activate a higher timeline of embodiment with your unique soul blueprint, to help you remember the truth of your divinity. So no matter what happens in the world and in your personal life, you can always tap into your soul, into the infinite, powerful divine being that you are, to find inner guidance, to find the foundations that you need to navigate whatever life brings you. And not only to do that with courage, resilience, and wisdom, but also to do that with fun, pleasure, joy, abundance, and gratitude. So we work, me and my High Council, which I am channeling right now as I speak with you, we are channeling this body of work from source consciousness, and this body of work is called Fractal Dynamic System. And it is really a system that is simple to start with, but it is very multidimensional as well, because this system teaches us how to reclaim our multidimensionality, how to connect with the multidimensional soul that we are. At the moment in Quantum Awakening Wave, we are going deep into understanding the awakening process that most humans that are present here on my platform would experience at some stage in their life, and actually keep on experiencing. Because I would love to know, if you are watching this now or on the replay, if you have actually witnessed that the awakening is not one moment. We can have one powerful moment, maybe the first time we actually awaken, but then we just keep on awakening. It's new waves coming. We awaken not only to ourselves, to the truth of our divinity, to the fact that we are way more than we think we are here, that we indeed we are eternal and immortal, and it's not only a concept any longer. We can start feeling it, but we also awake of with what's going on in the world, with what's happening behind the scene, with the deep state controlling everything. We can awake as well to other realities. Aliens are real, entities are everywhere, as well as lost souls. Awake in our communication system to realize that we have been speaking to other people with a lot of aggression, violence, manipulation, like passive-aggressive behavior at times. So there are all of these small awakening moments that happen in our everyday lives. And there is really no one that talks about it and that talks about this process of being quite challenging, because I know that it is challenging because I have also gone through that. So for me, it is a little bit different in a way that I was born gifted, as we say now. We are all born gifted. All of us, you know, some can draw very well, some are very highly emotionally intelligent from a young age, and some like like me can see spirits, can talk with non-physical beings. And in that way, I was awake since birth, really, because I could talk and see and feel clearly non-physical beings, both very nice and also not so nice. But I was also very aware of my multidimensionality. I had remembrance of some past lives, and I would always have this very deep question from a young age. I was a child that was not preoccupied by mundane life, but I was preoccupied by the big theme of this earth, or why did human, you know, come to live this way? It's so crazy. And I would ask my mom all the most random, deep, and sometimes kind of like darkly twisted questions to try to make sense of the reality I was born in. But I have awoken, please correct my English, many times since then. For example, I have witnessed myself going through the depth of wormhole, of darkness, of really dark nights of the soul. And really, I needed to empower myself and to understand what was going on. I have also gone through deep grieving portal with my mom, who was sick and then passed away. That's going to be 4 years ago now. So I think about you, mom, because the anniversary of her transition is now fast approaching. And I have awoken to so many more things that happen on planet Earth. Again, since a young age, my parents were very aware of the deep state and what was going on. So they kind of talked to us about that, but not overly, because they tried, you know, for us to be happy as much as possible. But I'm sharing this with you because all of us are having activations, amplification of consciousness. So when our consciousness grows, it means that we can grasp different concepts more easily, that we can understand more of the architecture of life, of our purpose, of connection between things that are seemingly irrelevant, like our body, our thoughts, our emotion, and the reality that we create, so we can manifest our highest reality. So with the fractal dynamic system, we bring all of that under the same umbrella, which is extremely powerful because we can always start with the architecture of the fractal. And today, as I was preparing this episode, as I do, I connect with my high council in the quantum, and we feel in the field what would be of the most benefit for everyone receiving this. And today we felt that a guided activation would be actually quite good instead of having another code come up, because there are many codes. You know, I downloaded about 20 codes, and so far I just want to remind you that we went through 4 of them. So if you want to really understand what this codex of trauma awakening is, you can imagine that it's a branch of the bigger codex of fractal dynamic system. So trauma awakening codex, I started sharing this in episode 9 of Quantum Awakening Wave. Before that, we were talking about quantum wave. Now the name has changed because we bring this refinement. So Quantum Awakening Wave episode 9 talks about really the architecture, the dynamics behind what we teach. And then we went on to learning about 4 of these codes. The first one was the addiction to bliss state. How some of us, we always need to feel like super high, super open, super connected. And when we actually feel density, when we are challenged, when things get hard, we think we are not connected. We think there is something wrong with us. So I went really deep into that to help people, to help you understand that we can feel everything. Our heart is big enough. We are still connected. We are still soul aligned, even in challenges. And how can we go about that? Watch the episode on bliss state. We also learn about the connection with others, which is a big one. Most of my clients and students struggle with this one at some stage. So it's always coming up on the table. This is why this is one of the first codes that we talked about. When we connect with others, how to preserve connection with our loved one as we awake, and as they probably might not be interested in following us on that path yet. How do we stay deeply connected to the ones we love so we don't feel that we are leaving them behind? But on the other hand, we can become even closer and we can start already working as a light leader, as a light worker, as a mission soul, while staying connected to others. Then I talked about the Dome of Fear, which is this technology that has been placed by the Low Matrix system and that is present around us and that is easily activated by our own fears, by our own doubts and limitation, but it is quickly strengthened, reinforced and amplified by this low vibe technology of the Dome of Fear. So if you want to know more about that and how to dissolve this, how to work with the Dome of Fear, I highly recommend that you check that episode. And then last week we talked about the template of us versus them, like separation template, and how to transcend that, which is extremely important. As we now witness so much separation happening in the world, again, flash news, everything that happens in the world is here to make us fight. So if we are okay, we continue fighting, we will be right there, you know, pro this against that, pro that against this. No, not necessary to go there. How to go about that? How to be present in the unified field while also doing the work that we came here to be? Watch the episode from last week on how to transcend separation. And so after having gone through these four episodes, they showed me, my High Council showed me that we really need to do a little bit of inner work now in terms of shifting the frequency that are present, and that when you receive this information, all the previous episode as today, it acts like a surgery because we extract what's present in the shadows, what is very happy to stay there in the unconscious. We bring that into the light to be witnessed and therefore healed and alchemized as it flows. So this fractal dynamic system is extremely potent because we work with alchemy. We are not here to bypass anything, any trauma, any suffering, any emotions, nothing at all. We are here to learn how to work with the heart portal, with our highest intelligence, with the extremely powerful being that we are, to alchemize that. And today I'm very happy to share with you a technique to work with the alchemization of the heart. So it is a guided activation that is going to help you feel the amplification of your heart fractal that is going to literally envelop. It's not so much absorb yet. The absorption, the alchemy happens, the transmutation happens over time, but it is very much like opening up the heart to welcome the wounds, the trauma, the suffering, the doubts, the fears in. So there is nothing that is fragmented inside of ourselves, because in the us versus them episode, the last one on the separation template, I talked a lot about that, that what we witness outside of ourselves is often present within. So many of us are fragmented. We are fragmented consciousness, and we are here to learn how to live in the unified field as one purely aligned consciousness. So for today, I would love to invite you to make yourself comfortable so you can sit or you can lie down. For this practice, I would probably recommend sitting so you don't fall asleep, as it can happen sometimes. And thank you for joining live. Thank you for commenting. Hi, Lalaneya. And hi, Harmony. Oh, that's amazing. Totally always surprised by the next level of awareness. That's the beauty of it. I love this. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I would love to invite you to close your eyes and start drawing your awareness in your breath. As you relax your body, we're just going to first anchor the field, they say, and then they want me to show you a graphic, actually, so you don't have to overly think about it. So let's just take three breaths together, and then I will show you on my little whiteboard what we're going to do. Exhaling deeply, start inhaling from the bottom of the spine to the heart, then pause, and then inhale again from the heart to just above the crown of the head and pause. And then exhale deeply, mouth opened. Then close your mouth. Inhale from the bottom of the spine to the heart. Stop. And then inhale again from the heart to the crown of the head. Pause there. Observe the sensations on top of the head. Then exhale deeply. And one more breath like this together. Inhale. Inhale. Pause and then exhale. Then you can open your eyes. I want to show you what we are going to do in terms of activations. You are this fractal, and at the center of this fractal, you have the center point of the fractal here, which is the heart center. So the more we choose to live in alignment with our soul, the more we observe our human as the angel behind our human, the more we observe our thought and action as a presence behind them, the more we amplify this energy here. And so the heart gets bigger and bigger. But what happens as the heart gets bigger and bigger? Wait, because my doggy is not happy now. Okay. And so around the heart, we have the oscillations of the human that we observe, like limitations, fears, and density, and so on, right? So here you will have a pocket, for example, of a trauma that happened in childhood. And then you will have another one from a past life. And then you would have another one here, maybe from, you know, being heartbroken after a separation with a partner. So when the heart opens, the heart is going to meet these pockets here, these pockets of suffering. So all of a sudden, you are going to be more exacerbated in these templates of suffering. You could have dreams, you could have anxiety, you could have fears and limitations. It might be really challenging to go into a relationship. It could be challenging, you know, with your children for some reason. All of a sudden, there is this thing that's happening. You don't know why. It is because the heart is expanding, and because the heart is expanding and meeting these different pockets of suffering within its field, within the field of the human that we are. It requires us to be extremely present, extremely connected to our heart, to continue choosing love, to continue choosing peace, healing, and alchemy over choosing to identify with the suffering. So what people tend to do is like, oh, what's wrong with me? And they, instead of staying connected to the heart, they're just going to poke this bubble, they're going to poke this pocket. And then by doing that, it's like it amplifies and the heart field cannot continue opening because this pocket is like a Pandora box. You open it and all of a sudden you feel a little bit heartbroken, but all of a sudden as you go more into that, it's like connection with the father, your connection with a past life, maybe ancestors, connection with other things in your life that relate to the same subject. And next thing you know, you could really go down a wormhole and just be like lost again in this endless template of suffering. And there is another way. I was chatting with some girlfriends the other day and I was like, I'm done with healing. I am so freaking done with healing. I don't want to do any more healing work. I've done it so much already. And I'm like, welcome to the club, sister. Join me in my teachings because it is completely different. It is revolutionary. We don't freaking need to go in the goddamn you know, wormhole all the time. It's absolutely not necessary. Okay. We just go there when absolutely needed. And I talk about that. So we don't bypass things. When we really need to go into depth of the shadows, we know how to do it. And I teach that to my students. You know, in my school of channeling, we're going to go into a module that's going to be a very long, like at least 3 months module to really learn how to work with past lives, ancestors, timeline, and inner child to be highly skilled into working with the oversoul network and crystalline divine genome. So it's not like just the tip of the iceberg. We go to the root of the iceberg. With this alchemical process of transmutation, the whole of the iceberg fuses, merges within the heart field and is welcome as it is. And therefore, the process of transmutation operates on a multidimensional level. Inner child, past lives, ancestors, timelines, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. We also co-create, of course, with the Oversoul Network and the Akashic Records to completely recalibrate things. So it is very powerful. So when you witness yourself having this kind of like, so why is this part of a trauma awakening, you might ask? It's like, because when we awaken, our heart opens up. Our heart opens up, our consciousness opens up. And when we open up, it's like the door, if we keep a door ajar and we slightly peek into the room, we're just going to see a tiny bit of a room. We need to open the door room wide to see what's inside. That's the awakening process. We open the room wide and it's like, oh, some things over there. Not so awesome things over there. Do I want to close the door? No, I can't. It's too late. I've seen what's inside. No, I want to get in and I want to, you know, understand all the things and play with all the things. So this is what we do with this alchemical process of heart opening. Okay. We witness what is present and we say, yes, I accept and I receive all of me. The good things and the not so good things, because that is the only way to grow. This is the only way to increase in our self-leadership, in courage. This is the only way to activate full soul alignment and to be able to connect with our spirit guide. It is very important as well, because they want us to embody who we came here to be. They are continuously there to say, come on, come on, like, wake up. You are one of us. You're amazing. We just need you. We want to communicate with you. But it's like, I don't know, I'm not worth it. You know, I have imposter syndrome. Oh, sorry about my voice, but it's always like talking about like the human who's so wounded, who's so traumatized, who's no one, who like very big ego, you know? So it's like, no, this is not the realms that we play in here. In this community that I have around me that is following me, we don't have, you know, we don't think this way. We think that we are powerful beyond measure and that our human, welcome to the world. It is struggling, but that's all right. I mean, like, who is not struggling in the world? That's to some extent. We are here to learn how to struggle with grace and joy and playfulness and to activate our purpose, activate our soul, no matter what happens in our life. I always have things going on. Honestly, I have massive things happening with my body health-wise. I always have things happening with the kids. I have things happening in my dating life because, you know what? I am dating. That's a template that is also challenging. I'm also challenging other areas of my life, but that doesn't prevent me from trying to be the best version of myself always. And when I don't feel like it, I know how to stay fully connected, to be fully who I am, while also giving my human the break that she needs sometimes, you know? So I'm really happy that you are here. So what we're going to do now is an activation of this heart. So the heart, we're going to feel the heart opening up, we're going to ask for it to open up, and we're going to feel these pockets around, because that is a process that happens all the time. We are just not conscious of it. And because we are not conscious of it, this process is really challenging. And again, instead of continuing to open the heart and working with alchemy, we're going to go and identify with suffering and go into the wormhole of the shadow realms. Okay, here we stay in the heart, we feel the pockets, and these pockets are tender. It's like, oh, there's a big hurt there. I can just feel it, just feel it. And because we do that ourselves, we can. So today it might not be the case because, you know, I'm just sharing this with you now. But please do it in your own time. Light up a candle. You can put some soft music. You can have a tea ready for after. You can have incense, essential oils. You can literally make it part of your healing practice. This is something that I am happy for you to use with your clients. You know, if you work as a Reiki master, as a healer, if you work as a channel, as a psychic, use this, please. You know, you are always welcome to say that this comes from me and my channel, because I use things that I hear from other people and I mention their name, because I think we are here as a collective and it is very important to live in integrity and to elevate others as we share ourselves as well, our uniqueness. So this process you are welcome to use as often as you like. It's literally life-changing. And as you do this, you will also feel into the possibility to do it for an hour or to do it for 10 minutes. You do not need an entire hour. If there is something that is really challenging for you, just take 10 minutes at the beginning of the day, whenever it suits you, and feel your heart. Exactly as we're going to do. It's going to change your entire reality, I swear, because it is so powerful. Because you know what? This process happens through you. There is nothing else that's being brought into your field. You know, like, I love different healing modalities. I'm very fond of it. I love to work with quantum technologies and things like that. But to me, the most potent thing is always working with our own energy. You know, like, understanding that we can do and we can have it all energetically. So there is no codependency with psychic healer, Reiki master, with, you know, all of the people that we go and see, because we think that without them we would just like not be able to cope. No, we have our own back. And then when we go see other people, it's like, oh great, you know, because I also like to go, you know, see some other people every now and then. It's fun. But most of the time I handle myself really well, thank you. Okay, because I know about this process. Okay, let's do it now. Yeah, thank you for joining live. I'm really happy. I'm really happy that you found the live. Okay, let's close our eyes and start drawing the awareness in the breath again by relaxing the body. And we would love to invite you to turn your gaze inward. So you look within the head space. Feel your eyeballs relaxing and your brain softening. And soften the skin on your face and around your scalp. And simply perceive that you are gazing inside the head. It's very relaxing. And then you draw your gaze further down the throat and the chest, all the way to the lower belly. Imagine and visualize that you are sitting inside your lower belly. And as you sit within yourself, everything is dark. There's just blackness. And it's very comforting. There is no light, no colors, no sound. It is just, it is just so good to sit within your belly. Take a few breaths sitting inside of you. So you are simply listening to the sound of my voice and nothing else. The sounds, the light and colors that are around you are fading away, and you are simply present within your body. Feel your body relaxing completely. You are very heavy. Then from this place, I would love to invite you to feel and visualize that you are going into your heart center. You can feel and visualize your heart opening up. Maybe there is a door opening and you walk inside your heart and you find yourself into a gigantic room filled with light. There is no more blackness any longer here. There is just light, and it is as equally comforting. This light can be white or golden, whatever makes you feel good. And as you stand in this gigantic room of your heart center, perceive that the light around you is very big. It is as big as your current energetic field. You can see it in front of you and behind you. You can feel this light to your left and to your right. And underneath you and above you. And now we are going to ask you to perceive that as you stand inside the heart field, it has a limit. So it is as if you were inside a bubble in a way. And the walls of this bubble are transparent. And you see that there are some pockets of blackness, of density. They say instead of the blackness, they invite us to maybe visualize like a brownish color, or it could also be rust or gray, because they say the blackness, they want to keep it for the infinite quantum void where we feel so comfortable. The contrast of the black and the white, perfect duality of creation. So here they say, just visualize like a color that feels a little bit, ugh, not really nice. And you can see that there are these smaller bubbles around you that seems to float. They are simply there. They are not threatening. They are not invading your space. They are simply there, as if you were looking at stars around you. They are simply there. And you witness that some of these pockets, some of these bubbles of not so nice color, ugly colors, are just closer to you now. They are closer to your bubble. And these are the ones that are more present for you, that you are evolving into healing and alchemizing. And we would love for you to invite two of these bubbles of ugly color, these bubbles of density that contain traumas. These traumas can come from your childhood. They can come from adulthood. They can also come from past lives or ancestors' timeline. Some of these bubbles are just bubbles full of fears, limitations, self-hatred, and so on. And so visualize that there are two of them very close to the bubble of light that you are in now. Your gigantic heart field, and just leave them there. And you can witness that this architecture is a quantum architecture. Here we work on a quantum level because you are in a gigantic bubble of light and you witness this smaller bubble of density around you. But if you look beyond, you can see all your entire body. and you witness your entire body, and you witness that around your body there are also bubbles like that. Some are big, some are small. But you witness that you can very well live in a good way because you already live in such a good way. You can live in a good way with having bubbles like that. It's all right. It's just information. We don't need to know about them all. It's just they are there, that's all. And then as we work on a quantum level, we want to invite you now, as you are here sitting, listening to us, to please draw your awareness again in your heart and to feel your physical heart and your energetic heart. And as you feel that within you, you also feel the bubble of light around you. And you might like to repeat these words if that feels aligned to your heart. I choose love as my guiding force. I am an angel. I am an infinite multidimensional soul. I am kind. I am loving. I am compassionate. I am courageous. I am strong. And I am a creator of my reality. I have the power to heal myself completely, once and for all, so I can step into the full embodiment of the divine fractal of God that I am. And in this moment, as I choose love as my guiding force, I know deep in my heart that love heals all. Love alchemizes all. Love elevates all. Love is always there. It is the miraculous force of creation that I choose to grow into more and more. And so it is. Now, I ask my heart to open up, to welcome all the wounds, all the challenges and the suffering, all the fears and limitations that are present within me and ready to be alchemized through this infinite, powerful field of love that I am. And as you do this, as you say this, now feel that every time you inhale, you soak in life force energy. So you soak that in, of course, through the breath, but you can also feel and visualize these particles getting in your body from your skin. So feel life force energy coming inside you. And as you exhale, feel your heart expand. And again, inhale, draw the energy in the heart. Feel the light everywhere around you and within your heart. And then as you exhale, this light becomes brighter. It's like a flash of light and then boom. You push the bubble of your heart away, so it becomes bigger. So grow this bubble of light. Make it bigger and bigger and bigger. And you will witness that it is pushing against the bubble of ugly color, the bubble of density that you have called in. And then feel that you open the door and you say, you are welcome, because there is nothing that I can find about myself that is truly ugly and horrible. Nothing. Behind every heart, every suffering, every fear, there is a gift, a talent, a quality that is there for me, that I have developed in the path that I'm now reconnecting with. So I welcome the whole that I am, perfect in all my imperfection, because I choose to live in love in the one unified field. And so visualize that you're really opening up this bubble and that you are welcoming one or two of these pockets of density inside. And as they come, you can feel them shaking and buzzing because the frequency of the heart is very, very pure and potent. And as it's shaking and buzzing inside your heart, feel the core of your heart center. Take a big breath in. All the way to the heart, and again, or inhale from the heart all the way to the crown of the head, and pause and feel like this concentration of life force energy inside your heart. So when you exhale, I want you to feel and visualize that the field of love that you are is exploding within you. It's like this gigantic, beautiful fireworks of love. And again, inhale, inhale, really feel. Fill up your body with life force energy. And as you exhale, create this explosion of love inside you and say, I choose to love these parts of me. They are welcome. They are brought into the light and they are healed and alchemized through this process. And then one more time, a big breath in and a long breath out, feeling this explosion of light. And then you can let that go and come back and visualize that you are inside your heart center. These bubbles that you welcomed in now have changed. The size and the color have changed. So just witness. Sometimes they are no longer there because it's all that was needed, literally, to heal and alchemize sometimes hundreds of different kind of traumas. Sometimes we can still see a bubble present there, but it has changed in size and color. It means that it's being processed. So your role will be in the next few days to be very present for yourself, to journal, to share what is unfolding, to tune back into the heart, maybe have a conversation with this bubble from this place. You can have a quantum conversation because this is a part of you that has data, it has memories, so you can explore that. In Iria School of Channeling, this is where we will go into past lives, ancestral timelines shift. A multidimensional shift in ancient civilizations as well. But here for now, I just want to invite you to trust your intuition and connect with what's present there. Now take a few breaths and feel how you feel in your body. Draw your awareness back fully in the body. And then you will need to take a few movements, stretch your arms, your shoulders, your neck and head, and you can open your eyes when you're ready. Please have some water. Let me know if you're alive. How did that go? If you enjoy that practice, if you listen on the replay, please let me know. It is very potent. It is simple and potent. We are all about that. Simplicity, purity. Loving awareness, loving compassion with our human. Because it is extremely important to realize that to evolve spiritually, to evolve as a human being, is to activate more of the unified field within us, unity consciousness. Because otherwise, we become more and more fragmented. And we know that we are fragmented when we rage wars against our own selves. when we think we are not good enough for a certain partnership, a certain salary, a certain lifestyle. When we think that if we share our voice, we speak our truth, we are an imposter. Are we going to be, or like we're going to be traumatized by other people? We know that we are fragmented when we are very anxious, when we are very avoidant in relationships as well, both friendships and in partnerships. So when we dislike when other people seemingly reject us, when we receive a no from another person and it takes us into a wormhole of rejection, all of that shows that we are operating from fragmented consciousness, not the unified field. And I'm here to tell you that, first of all, it is okay to live like that. Welcome to planet Earth, right? But the way is the reconciliation of these parts. And my high council always reminds me that at times it is not even about trying to heal or alchemize something. It is about accepting that it is, accepting that it is present, that it exists. So if there is a big heart, if there is something that is really present, the first step is always to accept and say, it's okay to have that. It's okay to feel that. It's okay to be that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And you know what? Probably millions of people on the planet also share that template. So I am not alone, which is another trauma awakening quote, thinking we are alone in our suffering. We are never alone in our suffering. We are always surrounded by many people that suffer in the same way to start with, but also by many people in the physical and non-physical that have gone through a similar journey and come to the other side and can help us, okay? So here's what we share. Of course, we are not like, I always recommend people that have bigger issues to go see a therapist. You know, I have seen therapists often throughout my life. It's very important. So I think like having, you know, some qualified people to help you deal with things that are really intense in your life, that you really need to walk through, that you really need to process, speak to a professional. It is highly recommended, okay? I don't say that, you know, anything that I teach and do is here to reject what other people have offered and what our society has created, which is highly valuable in many places, in many cases. Okay. So again, working from the unified field is to realize that sometimes modern medicine is very needed. Sometimes it's not. We can do in other way, but it's to like to really know that, you know, the world of science and spirituality are one and the same. And if not, they are merging more and more together because it is the age of Aquarius after all. So you will see the next few years and, you know, like still in my lifetime, I'm not 42 in my lifetime, I know very well that science and spirituality will merge and we will have the golden age of miracle. It will be present. You know, science and spirituality will merge completely to create very advanced ways of healing, not only our body, but also our traumas. And I'm really excited. And this work that I'm doing this here is part of that. And there are many people out there that also share amazing, amazing things. So I always encourage you to, you know, try different things and feel what aligns. What I really want to bring to your awareness, though, is that it is not necessary to chew on the same trauma for years and years and years to actually heal it. It is absolutely not necessary. It can be healed and alchemized in an instant. Because we are that powerful, because that is available, because that is being multidimensional. When I connect to my Arcturian frequency, it is way easier to bring advanced knowledge about healing. When it comes to my human is still processing a lot of challenges with her physical body, but I bring in the Arcturian frequency so I have more understanding.
Something happened and there was a message that said, oh, you are muted. I was like, oh, okay. I had not pushed the button, but that's all right. Well, thank you very much for sharing this. Yes, I can address this quickly. Beautiful meditation, I loved it. This may seem really random, but have you had experiences where you're astrally floating above your body and it feels like electricity filling your astral body? So yeah, like getting out of the body, that is a thing. This is not the way I work though. For me, I never leave my body. From a young age, I learned not to, because when you leave your body, it is available for all sorts of frequencies, demons, entities, and so on. And every single person that has come in my field for private session that does astral travel, every single person, and I've seen thousands of people, okay? When they do astral travels, they have low frequency in them, on them, all over the place, fragmented consciousness and things like that. So I do not recommend it. I really do not recommend it. There are many ways to work in the quantum and things like that. And to understand astral travel, it is very important to first grow into the unified field, unity consciousness, and to really ask that we stay in the body. What happens is that when we go into deep sleep, then a part of our body, like our car body or energetic body, can be taken away. So like this, the car body basically goes on alien ships or in other dimensions, can float around, can teleport, can biolocate and things like that. Yes, but the consciousness, it's like, it is another architecture than asking the soul. So here, I'm not saying that you are asking the soul to leave, not at all. But I say, if you do it consciously, try to do other things where you actually feel that you are still in the body, but consciously connecting to other realms and realities, leaving your consciousness fully present, because you are here, like your body is your body. It is there for a reason. It is your way to ground back into reality. And a lot of psychosis can be more activated and aggravated by astral travel. So yeah, like when the car body, the energetic body is worked on, it is exactly as you describe, harmony. Like we can have a lot of very strong electrifying energetic currents. We can wake up and feel completely different. We can receive instant healing. And again, it happens through different ways. The energetic body is taken and worked on by our galactic teams, or the astral, like the energetic body is actually being worked on here. You know, they are here with us, which is happening more often. But it is also like our oversoul network and crystalline divine genome. They co-create together. And first, the information system, the architecture that happens with our multidimensional incarnation is that the information is shared through the car body, the energetic body. And then the information is kind of like copy-pasted and transferred to the physical body. So it's not so much that we have a soul, it's that a soul has us. So when we are understanding that process, it's like we can receive activations and healing and really feel it very strongly through the energetic body. What happens as well, and which is different from consciously trying to leave the body for astral travels, again, it is a very specific dynamic. I know it's quite popular. I know people don't like me to say this. Well, okay, I say it because this is the way I see it at the moment, you know. What happens though, and what happens to me a lot, is like between awake and sleep time, you can really feel that there's this window where when the brain waves are different, so you go into like the delta brain wave, like really, really deep, and sometimes you can even perceive like gamma, when you can connect with other realities, like having visions and stuff. So when you are in that state, sometimes there can be a feeling or a sensation of not really being in the body and of having all of these like very strong downloads happening, energetic procedures done on us. But if you really feel the difference, it's like, instead of taking the essence that we are out to travel, is that we are still present inside. It's only that the conscious connection with physicality is very minimum. So it's like everything is sleeping. It's just there is this very, like, very clear awareness that we are sleeping, we are relaxed, but we are also receiving a lot. This is amazing. This is always a portal for channeling, a portal for highly intuitive messages. And that, on the other hand, I always recommend we cultivate, because we can receive so much information from our soul, from our light being friends, when we can maintain the state between falling asleep and waking up. An excellent practice for that is Shavasana at the end of a yoga class, or yoga nidra. So like guided meditation where you relax your body fully and you go on journeys, okay? So any kind of quantum journeys that I do also work this way. I hope that this helped. Wonderful, thank you so much for that. I really love that you enjoy this transmission so much. I like to do more applied things because it brings a big difference in our everyday life. So it's not always kind of like, delivery around concept. It is also applied. So again, use this meditation as often as you'd like. Keep following me. I would love for today to invite you to watch the previous episodes if you haven't done so. So this Codex of Trauma Awakening started at episode 9 of Quantum Awakening Wave, where I talked more about trauma awakening. Before episode 9, we talked really about the architecture of the fractal. So it is absolutely mind-blowing. And yes, I can keep on speaking about it for a long time and for hours on end, because this is a very big body of work, and I'm really happy to share this with you. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for being present. It is really my pleasure. And yes, I will see you again next week for another episode. And we'll go deep again on debunking another trauma awakening code that could be really annoying us right now. And we are not fully aware of it. But when we are aware of it, it is brought into the light from the shadows, and we can handle it with joy, grace, and also sometimes alchemical fire of the dragon to transmute that. Have a wonderful week. Thank you everyone for watching, and I will see you into the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.